serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Paris, apologizing for the delay in funding recently and announcing more money will be going to the fight against Russia.
I've announced six packages of significant funding. Today I'm also signing an additional package for $225 million to help you reconstruct the electric grid.
The leaders there marking 80 years since D-Day this week. Benjamin Netanyahu to address a joint session of Congress on July 24th, House Speaker Mike Johnson announced last night. The Hamas-run health ministry says at least 40 people were killed in that IDF airstrike on a UN school-turned shelter in central Gaza this week. Israel insists it was a Hamas compound. The Labor Department out with May jobs numbers. It's a very strong report. They thought that employers would add 190,000 jobs in May. Instead, the number more like 272,000. Dow futures have dropped on that news, down 143. This is ABC News. More than two dozen undocumented immigrants needed medical attention yesterday after an anonymous call led law enforcement into a hidden compartment in a flatbed trailer.
Police were tipped off that a gooseneck trailer hauling one large corrugated pipe to San Antonio from Laredo was fitted with a steel mesh below, just above the road. Deputies followed it to a tiny, unair-conditioned safe house.
It's just blazing hot in there. Fortunately, we were able to get these people before any of them passed as a result.
Bexar County Sheriff Javier Salazar says seven suspected smugglers were arrested, describing the operation as
clearly cartel-related.
Jim Ryan, ABC News.
One of the migrants reported she had paid $16,000 to be smuggled across the border. Authorities in Nepal say they have removed 11 tons of garbage, four corpses and a skeleton in this year's annual cleanup of Mount Everest. Other peaks in the Himalayas as well are included in that. This year, authorities are trying to reduce garbage by making climbers wear tracking devices and bring back their own waste. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Everything is in full bloom at Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream in Prentice, Wisconsin. Their greenhouses are bursting with over 600 plant varieties and tons of hanging baskets. Plus, their vegetables, herbs, bedding plants, marigolds, and proven winter annuals are ready for planting. Explore their selection of perennials, succulents, and specialty plants like the Cassia popcorn plant, which emits the scent of a movie theater buttered popcorn when the leaves are rubbed together. Visitors can treat themselves to a delicious Cedar Crest ice cream and relax on a beautiful tangled butterfly terrace surrounded by flowers and a babbling brook. Open every day from 8:30 to 6, except on Wednesdays. Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream is located off of Highway 8 East on Cemetery Road in Prentice, Wisconsin, where nature's beauty meets sweet indulgence. Oh, and did I mention they have ice cream?
Park Manor River's Edge, 100% employee-owned, a 92-bed skilled nursing facility that provides quality care and rehabilitation to those requiring short-term rehab stays or long-term care. Park Manor invites you to be a part of their team. Currently, Park Manor has open positions in their dietary department and have open CNA and licensed nurse positions. They provide career laddering, along with bonus opportunities and competitive wages and great benefit packages. You can apply through Indeed or call them at 715-762-2449 or stop by at 250 Lawrence Avenue in Park Falls. Park Manor River's Edge, one company, one team.
Want adventure but don't have the right stuff? Your boat club at BJ's Sports Shop on Highway 51 in Minocqua has you covered. They're the premier area retailer for renting snowshoes, cross-country skis, and fat tire bikes. And with apparel brands like Patagonia, Roxy, Helly Hansen, Smartwool, Telec, and Old Town, they'll get you covered from head to toe. So get up and get going to your boat club at BJ's Sports Shop, Minocqua's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer located at 917 U.S. Highway 51 in Minocqua.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know.
No more nickel! No more dollars! No more money for Israel's crimes!
The sound of seven pro-Palestine protesters getting arrested this morning after disrupting the University of Wisconsin Board of Regents meeting today in Milwaukee. It's part of ongoing efforts to get universities to cut ties with Israel. Former Waupun prison warden Randall Hepp and eight former guards and nurses are charged with felonies in connection with two of four inmate deaths in the last year. Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt.
There must be accountability for the actions and inactions of state employees. As the sheriff, I am angered at how these men were treated and how they died.
One inmate died of malnourishment. Another was dead for 12 hours before staff took notice. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News, I'm Austin Brume. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Chippewa Falls Fire and Emergency Services made an unusual rescue on Wednesday afternoon. According to a press release, authorities responded to reports of a boat that was stuck on the Glenlock Dam at Erickson Park around 3 p.m. Three people were on the boat when they arrived, two firefighters and a street department worker who were repairing the safety buoys above the dam when the water current pushed them off course. Crews were able to secure the boat with ropes and get the three workers off the dam safely. The Eau Claire Chamber of Commerce is looking to bring more veterans into the workforce. According to a WQOW report, a nonprofit organization called Mission Workforce Alliance is looking to connect local businesses with service members who are transitioning off active duty. The program includes career counselors who work with military members to determine their skill sets and compile their information for area businesses to recruit from. The organization is hoping to grow the program statewide. I'm Austin Brume, Civic Media News.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Brewers look to bounce back. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. The Brewers are in Detroit for a weekend series against the Tigers after being swept earlier this week by Philadelphia. But manager Pat Murphy says the Philly series will help the team going forward.
Every game could have went either way. Taking these on the chin here against best record in the National League. Hopefully that sits in the right place for these guys and they understand, hey, we're right there.
Milwaukee continues to juggle its roster as eight pitchers and nine total players are on the DL. First pitch in Detroit is scheduled for 5:40 p.m. The Boston Celtics took Game 1 of the NBA Finals, winning 107-89 over the Dallas Mavericks. Jaylen Brown scored 22 points, while Jason Tatum had 16 points and 11 rebounds. Game 2 is Sunday night. Three state high school championships are this weekend. State softball and tennis are today and tomorrow in Madison, and the first ever state lacrosse championship is Saturday in Sun Prairie. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
On another more local note, girls soccer sectional semifinals held yesterday. Ashland, a one seed, and Lakeland, the two seed, went at it yesterday. And Ashland gets a 3-0 victory. So Ashland now will take on Rice Lake. That'll be in Rice Lake at 4 o'clock tomorrow. The winner goes to the girls' state soccer state tournament next week. Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote. Price County Senior Dining, here's what's going on Monday. Get those orders in by 1:30 today, please. You'll be all set for Monday. Monday the 10th of June, serving up tuna salad on a croissant, cheesy medley soup, and veggie pasta salad, and a little bit more fruit on the side, too. Price County Senior Dining. Give them a call. Any questions at 715-339-2158.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Price Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Come on along and join our party.
There's a party on your radio every Saturday morning between 7 and 9 a.m. on It's Polka Time with me, Craig Ebel. You'll hear the latest in polka releases, as well as your old favorites, too. So tune in every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. to It's Polka Time, right here on 98Q Country.
Ma and Pa and Grandpa, too, for it's happy polka time.
It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel on WCQM is proudly sponsored by Jack's Corner Bar.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win Contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find your station and get set to text for your chance to win in this statewide contest. It's your shot to win with Scotty Summer on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly sunny, still breezy today. We'll get to 73 this afternoon. The wind northwest at 15 to 25, backing off quite a bit by later this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, rain showers after midnight, 50 the low. Tomorrow, sunshine with an isolated thunderstorm, still a little breezy with a high of 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 50.
Today's outdoor news is brought to you by J&A Services.
J&A Services Marine and Power Sports now has two locations to better serve you. With over 20 years in the trade, Bernie Services all makes and models of Power Sports and Marine out of his shop on Highway 182. Call him at 414-902-0449 for times and availability and check out Hot Shot Secret Performance Products and Renegade Race Fuel to provide top engine performance for your ride. Selling Chilton trailers and a BMS authorized dealer handling new dirt bikes, enduros, scooters, side-by-sides, on display at his new showroom located inside the Sugar Bush Bar off of Highway 182 on Sugar Bush Road in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Yes, the bar is open and is stocked with fly racing, alpine, accessories, apparel, and more. At J&A Service Marine and Power Sports, here to serve the Northwoods in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. There's a lot of debate that goes on about whether or not you should fish for bedding bass. Some people say it's not a good thing, and others say they want to catch a big one, so why not? I'm going to tell you what one Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer says, but first.
Unleash the power of the OnX Hunt app this turkey season and see how it'll become one of the best tools in your turkey vest. Use color-coded public and private land ownership information, tree species, and crop layers to scout from the comfort of your home. Then hit the field using compass mode, waypoints, and multiple base maps to help pin down more gobblers this spring. Use promo code ODN20 to receive 20% off your membership at onxmaps.com/hunt.
Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Gary Roach says fishing for bedding bass is not a good thing. He says when you're taking those bass off the beds, you're pulling a fish off that is actually protecting that nest. There's always a lot of bluegills and perch and maybe some crappies around there that want to sneak down there and grab some of those eggs and wolf them down. They're hungry. They want to eat. But if you pull that bass off the bed, there's nothing there to protect those eggs. He said that there are a lot of bass, big and small, that are either done spawning or haven't spawned yet. Those are the fish you should be targeting. Those fish are either going to be real shallow up in the heavy cover, or they're going to be very deep. These are the ones that are finished spawning. Typically, they slide off into the deeper water to do some recuperation. And he said you can target those bass. You can catch those fish. Those deep bass, you want to use a slow approach, like a plastic worm or even live bait. Those shallow fish, go after them with top water and dig them out of that slop. So leave the ones that are on the beds alone. They're protecting the nest. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
There's a whole lot more brand new country.
I'm a lost cause. Baby, don't waste your time on me. Follow out the only woman who believed in me religiously.
Always first with new music.
98 Q Country.
It's all your fault, no matter.
Times Square, and people counting down everywhere. 2000, whatever, no, I didn't care. So baby, you were there, and once again, couldn't help but stare. No matter where we go, no matter what we do, if you're there, girl, I've got my eyes on you. Don't matter where we've been, no, there ain't no better view than you in my arms with my eyes on you. Halfway around the world, on the local corner booth, yeah, you guessed it, girl, you know I got my eyes on you. We can be on any street, any party, any room, I'll be there all night with my eyes on you. Don't matter where we've been, no, there ain't no better view than you in my arms with my eyes on.
Attention, please.
The hottest stars in country music.
We are Lady A.
Hey, y'all, this is Walker Hayes.
My country.
98Q Country.
Yes, it did.
away. We've got some fun local stuff this morning. We're going to talk about a big disc golf event that the Park Falls American Legion Post 182 is putting on. And Bo Stanky is going to be in at 9 o'clock to chat with us about that. And we're going to have a rousing shopping show today. Oh, we've got all the big hitters in here. Austin will be in here. Gray will be in here. And I think Ileana is going to come in and experience a shopping show. She may never be the same after that. And Big G will probably drop in. So a big shopping show, not only savings, but entertainment too. And we'll do that also coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. And another keyword and a chance for you to win. We've already had winners from Lac de Flambeau and the surrounding area of Wisconsin Dells tickets. And you could be next. I guarantee you one thing. If you don't win, you won't win if you don't text us at least once the keyword, which we'll have another one coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. Birthdays. It will be an authorized. It will be a sanctioned cake drawing this morning. So you know we're on the up and up. If you got one, a birthday or anniversary, 715-762-3221. We'll get to all the local birthdays, celebrity, and give away the cake after our twice an hour news and sports update.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Paris, apologizing for the delay in funding recently and announcing more money will be going to the fight against Russia.
I've announced six packages of significant funding. Today I'm also signing an additional package for $225 million to help you reconstruct the electric grid.
The leaders there marking 80 years since D-Day this week. Benjamin Netanyahu to address a joint session of Congress on July 24th, House Speaker Mike Johnson announced last night. The Hamas-run health ministry says at least 40 people were killed in that IDF airstrike on a UN school-turned-shelter in central Gaza this week. Israel insists it was a Hamas compound. The Labor Department out with May jobs numbers. It's a very strong report. They thought that employers would add 190,000 jobs in May. Instead, the number more like 272,000. Dow futures have dropped on that news, down 143. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Five new mental health crisis centers are open in Wisconsin. They're for treating people who can't stay in their community safely but don't need to be in the hospital. The centers are in Waukesha, Beaver Dam, Wausau, La Crosse, and Madison. The races are set for the August primaries, and Wisconsin Democrats say they can make their biggest gains in more than a decade thanks to new maps. State Senate Minority Leader Diane Hesselbein.
For the first time in over 20 years, we have a Senate Democrat running in every single race in the state of Wisconsin. Let me say that again. A candidate running in every race, challenging every single Republican candidate.
Meanwhile, 120 Democrats are running in 97 of Wisconsin's 99 assembly districts. In contrast, Republicans are running in 11 Senate districts and 84 assembly districts. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News, I'm Austin Brumay. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Eau Claire business students raised about $57,000 for the L.E. Phillips Career Development Center. According to a WEAU report, a partnership between the university and the development center allows Dr. Lenita Davis to give students hands-on experience in the world of sales through fundraising while benefiting development center programs like language assistance. Over the course of the partnership, university students have raised about $700,000. The city of Eau Claire has hired a consultant to look at improving the parking situation in the city. According to city officials, parking is one of the most frequent complaints they get from residents, and the consultant is planning to work directly with residents to determine how best to improve the situation. One of the challenges posed to the consultant is addressing the population growth in downtown Eau Claire, as well as increased interest from residents in taking advantage of restaurants and shops in the downtown area. June 18th, the Price County Board of Supervisors is having a meeting. This will be at 9 a.m. at Courthouse County Boardroom 101, and they will be discussing items such as resolving, approving a revenue bond financing for Bug Tuzzle Wireless, LLC, and appointing a 2024 to 2025 audit firm, amongst other topics. I'm Austin Brumay, Civic Media News.
The Brewers look to bounce back. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. The Brewers are in Detroit for a weekend series against the Tigers after being swept earlier this week by Philadelphia. But manager Pat Murphy says the Philly series will help the team going forward.
I know this will be a good thing for our team to go through. Nobody likes losing. Nobody likes losing close ones. No one likes knowing you're right there and the ball just, you know, hit balls hard and they get caught.
The Brewers entered the Detroit series 10 games over .500. The Tigers are 31-31. First pitch in Detroit is scheduled for 5:40 p.m. The Boston Celtics took Game 1 of the NBA Finals, winning 107-89 over the Dallas Mavericks. Jaylen Brown scored 22 points, while Jason Tatum had 16 points and 11 rebounds. Game 2 is Sunday night. Three state high school championships are this weekend. State softball and tennis are today and tomorrow in Madison, and the first ever state lacrosse championship is Saturday in Sun Prairie. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings. Downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
Don't miss this one. Heckman Auction Estate sales the hand the Wallen Vacation Home Auction on Wilson Lake right here in Phillips, Wisconsin. It's happening online right now. Hurry, online bidding starts and ends this Sunday, June 9th at 7 p.m. and following. Special sneak preview this Saturday, June 8th from 10 to 1 at W7816 Wilson Island Road in Phillips. Almost 300 items, including an oversized swim raft, newer vacation-ready outdoor furniture, an old town canoe, lawn and garden items, and more. View everything and bid now at HeckmanAuction.com and be sure to download their free mobile app. Heckman Auctions, heck yeah!
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Bianna's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Because now at Staples, you can save up to $50 on your print purchase. From posters and flyers to signs and menus, Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. And with Staples Print Perfect Guarantee, it's done right or it's printed again free. Plus, same-day service is available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. Get it printed right at Staples. And now, get up to $50 off your print purchase. And 7-6, visit staples.com/print for details.
Are you ready, gang?
Yeah!
Okay, then. Hicka hacka firecracker sis boom ba. Happy birthday, rah, rah, rah.
It's your birthday, give you things, it's your birthday.
Now you're 1 year older.
It's your birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
All right, celebrity birthdays, and we'll get to our local ones. Celebrating on this 7th day of June, you share your day with Anna Kournikova, the tennis star, is celebrating a 43rd birthday today. Bill Hader, actor, writer, was a cast member on Saturday Night Live for 10 years. Co-starred with Amy Schumer in Trainwreck. Pretty good stand-up comedian, too. Pretty good. Seen some clips on that. Bill Hader's 46 today. He does pretty good impersonations, too. Allen Iverson, 11-time NBA All-Star, retired in 2013 with the third-best scoring average of all time behind Michael Jordan. He's pretty good. Good scorer. 49 today. Bear Grylls. Oh, Bear Grylls. Watch that show a lot. He goes out in the woods and just does stuff that nobody else. You know who Bear Grylls is, Austin?
Bear Grylls does what Bear Grylls does.
You know who he is, right?
I've heard of him.
Yeah, he goes out in the woods and a survivalist. And now he takes celebrities. I don't know if he does it anymore, but there's syndicated shows of him taking celebrities out in the woods for like a 2 or 3 day survival.
I've heard so many people looking at what he does and just going like, that is not how that works. And then I also have to realize those are the people that have not spent a day in their lives outside.
I think I would trust him. See, if Bear Grylls invited me to do a 2 or 3 day survival thing, as long as I didn't have to jump off a cliff or something, I would trust him because I don't think anybody has died yet with him, and he hasn't obviously died, but he's very personable. His real name is Ed Grylls, but his name is Bear, of course, because he's out in the woods.
Honestly, that'd be a fun experience.
Yeah, it would be. So check it out if you haven't. Bear Grylls, I'm sure it's on syndication and stuff. Pretty good show. Mick Foley, the retired pro wrestler, is 59 today. Lance Reddick started in the late 1960s as an actor and was really not a cast, a recurring cast member on TV, but he appeared in Oz, The Wire, Lost, Fringe. Born on this day, 1962, Lance Reddick passed away back in 2023, last year. Janice Lawrence Braxton, the former Louisiana Tech 1984 U.S. Olympic team and WNBA center, is now a member of the Women's Basketball Hall of Fame, and she's 62. And we know the WNBA's popularity is skyrocketing right now with Caitlin Clark entering the WNBA. It's taken off. They're finally going to get the paychecks they deserve here eventually, hopefully. Vice President Mike Pence, the former governor of Indiana, was elected vice president in 2016. He served as vice president under Donald Trump. Of course, after the whole insurrection thing where Donald Trump tried to kill him, he basically said, I'm done. I'm out. And he everybody kind of thought he would be the next up for the Republicans to run for president. But he has refused to support Donald Trump. And he is 65 today. Mike Pence. Prince, the diminutive singer, guitar, songwriter, producer, actor, a little bit of everything for Prince. And he, of course, was based out of Minneapolis initially, was a huge pop star back in the 80s and 90s, and he passed away a little bit too early. He died of an accidental overdose of painkillers at his home back in 2016. His real name is Prince Rogers Nelson. So he said Prince would work better than just, like, Nelson, I guess.
I mean, it's more memorable.
It is. Liam Neeson is 72 today. The native, yeah, actor, the native of Northern Ireland. He's done a lot of movies. Pretty good. 70.
Yeah, very recognizable guy.
Yeah, 72 today for Liam Neeson. Wynn Stewart, the singer who had a lot of country hits from the 50s through the 70s, passed away in 85. He was born on this day, 1934. And Dean Martin, I see him coming up on my reels a lot as the old roast, Dean Martin roast show from back in the 70s, where they would take a celebrity and put him on stage and everybody would say funny things about him, which sounded like a pretty mean show until the Tom Brady roast happened. And then we all know that that show's now pretty mild compared to what happened with the Tom Brady roast. That was bad. So Dean Martin, he always seemed like he was drunk, but I don't know if he actually was, actually. That was kind of his persona. That was kind of his persona.
With some people, it is hard to tell. It's like, is that you, or is that more than water in that bottle of yours?
He did like his booze. There's no doubt about it. Dino Crescetti, his real name. Dean Martin, his stage name. We lost him back in 95. Born on this day, 1917. Let's see if you can read those. The local birthdays. We got a lot of them here. So you're translating Brianna and maybe my handwriting. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's all be entertained by Austin trying to translate her handwriting. Here we go.
Alrighty. Coming up here, it's happy birthday to Jeff. I'm going to say Jacerda.
You got it. Jeff
from
Jacerda.
Karen and Mick.
All right.
That goes into the box.
Is that this weekend or is that today?
Yesterday, actually.
Yesterday, all right.
Depending on which yesterday we're referring to, hopefully
yesterday.
Yesterday.
Yeah, we just got that one, yeah. So yesterday, all right.
It's got the weirdest look from Brianna. Eric Hinton from something Liam family.
Oh, Liam. And here, I'll translate my handwriting. Yeah, they called it in this world. Oh, Wyatt, Liam, and the family. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Born on the 7th, which was yesterday, if I remember correctly. Or was that today?
That's today.
My timing is mixed up because I was in here at 12:30.
All right. Happy birthday to you there, Mr. Hinton. All right.
Oh, gosh. Diane Foxtel?
Wojtek.
Okay. Couldn't tell if you messed up your accent. That was a Y.
From CG.
Yep, from CG.
Had
a birthday Sunday the 9th.
Longtime listener of the morning show. Thank you, Diane. Happy birthday to you.
Jeff Schultz has a birthday today.
All right.
Jeff. Actually, that was yesterday.
All right. We'll believe you.
And happy birthday to Cookie Delasky from her family.
All right.
That's today. And
all right.
I heard we got a phone call, so maybe hang out for a quick moment to see if it's another birthday or not.
All right. The birthday cake drawing is being overseen. Unlike last week, it was unauthorized and unseen, and we're not responsible for anything that happened with that cake. But today we are under the auspices of Austin Gray and Ileana Law Firm. So she doesn't even know it, but she's authorizing this. She's in the back studio there.
Congratulations, you're now a legal attorney.
All right. Is that a birthday? Should we wait? All right. Okay, it is a birthday.
Yep.
All right.
That is why I apologize.
Brianna's making the winding trek from the front desk. Oh, the
one
anticipation.
Of the days, I'd like to see her just get excited and dive over the counter.
Thank you. We got a late entry.
This is an anniversary.
All right.
John and Carol Severt. Severt?
Sievert?
Sievert.
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 Okay. Sievert.
Okay. Thank you.
Gotcha. Okay. All right.
Sievert. I apologize. All right.
Not the first time, John and Carol, I'm sure. So, all right. So happy anniversary, you two lovebirds. Here we go. We're reaching into the box, and we are going to draw the winner of it's like an 8x11 sheet cake. It's like a $20. It's a huge cake. It's wonderful.
Remember, the cake tax is now in force now that this is an authorized drawing.
Yeah, yeah. So if you want to cut off a corner piece, we'll be glad to sample it for you. Make sure it's up to your standards before you dig in. So here we go. Thank you, Super One, for providing the cake. And the cake winner from all the celebrants in the past week is...
Anne Marie Boblick from her cousin Linda.
Anne Marie Boblick. Congratulations, Anne Marie. Got yourself a free cake courtesy of the bakery department at Super One.
Northwoods Service Center is your one-stop shop for Northwoods fun. Have your power sport and outboard motor work done by a certified power sports technician. Jared is the right man for the job, whether that job is a side-by-side, an outboard motor, an ATV, or a snowmobile. They're even an authorized dealer of Hewitt dock and lift systems, but call them to install or remove docks of any brand. Your Power Sport Pro goes with you on the trail and on the water. Make sure it's someone you trust. Make sure it's Northwoods Service Center, your one-stop shop for Northwoods fun. Call Jared today at 715-518-9118 or find him next to Valley Laundry in Park Falls.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Apply stop, opt out. Minimum purchase required. Interest accrues from date of purchase but is waived if paid within promotional period. Go to windowappointmentnow.com for full offer details.
Attention homeowners. Do you know when to replace your windows? Feeling too hot or cold? Fog between the glass? Spending too much and expensive energy that literally goes out the window? It's time to replace. And right now you can get a free in-home consultation and free price quote from Renewal by Anderson. Plus, during the month of May, you can buy one window or door and get one 40% off when you buy four or more windows or doors. Just text OPEN to 200-300 for your free consultation on top quality affordable windows or patio doors for no money down, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. That's right. You don't pay a dime for 12 months. Text OPEN to 200-300 to buy one window or door and get one 40% off. And right now, save an extra $200 off your entire purchase. Hurry. This incredible offer is only in May. Text OPEN to 200-300. Text the word OPEN to 200-300. OPEN to 200-300.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Hey, hey, hey! Grab your partner and stop by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Now open Mondays for Mexican night, Thursday burger and fries, Friday fish fry with salad bar, and Saturdays look forward to pork and dumplings for lunch, and Saturday night get set for a tasty prime rib with salad bar, along with daily deep-fried chicken special. Great for your palate and easy on your wallet at Jack's Corner Bar, located at Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times rule.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air Dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly sunny, still breezy today. We'll get to 73 this afternoon. The wind northwest at 15 to 25, backing off quite a bit by later this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, rain showers after midnight, 50 the low. Tomorrow, sunshine with an isolated thunderstorm, still a little breezy with a high of 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Download our app and listen on your phone.
Rock it in your pocket.
Anytime, anywhere.
98Q Country.
Seventeen, you don't think that much about life. You're just living like kerosene dancing around the fire. But you're in, so you jump right in. Ain't afraid to fall, and you give it all. She got the best of me. She broke my heart, now all that's left to me is beating this guitar. Every night a different town. She follows me around. So you give what's left to me. Yeah, you give what's left to me.
Do you tell him you can't, then go out of your way to
drinking, now you're thinking about me. Coming over tonight, wish that truck in your drive was mine. Just like you know it's supposed to be. When you're up in his bed, am I up in your head, making you crazy? Tell me, baby, are you thinking about me? Are you thinking about me? Are you thinking about me? When you're facing what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Don't know where you at, girl, I know where you ought to be.
Next week, we're going to give you a chance to pick up some free tickets to the 50th annual Back to the 50s weekend, a huge car show and more at the Minnesota State Fairgrounds. So we're going to have some free tickets for you next week here on the morning show. Or another keyword upcoming in the 9 o'clock hour is our civic media station statewide giving away Brewer tickets, Dell's tickets, stays at various locations all across the state. So stay tuned. Keyword coming up after 9 o'clock. Shopping show on the way. Busy weekend. We got the Catawba Kennan Lumberman's Day celebration with a few activities going on tonight, including the bonfire, Elvis tribute. There will be many activities tomorrow with a parade and chicken dinner and the polka music. There will be a polka band playing during the daytime hours. There will be a bags tournament. They got, I think, a softball, a little middle school softball is playing, horseshoe tournament. That's all during the Catawba Kennan Lumberman's Day celebration, and it's happening this weekend. Of course, garage sales throughout the city of Phillips also this weekend. They started yesterday. They continue. And if you're down in that Catawba area, the Jump River Historical Society has a museum down there with over 2,000 displays, and they'll be open from 9 to 4 on Saturday. Might be a good day to stop on by there. They're located at U.S. Highway 8, Catawba. So just a few things for you to consider. Big Restore U, 4th Annual Restore U Classic Cornhole Tournament at the Rec Arena tonight and tomorrow with tons of raffles and stuff to support youth hockey and the Blue Line Club. And there will be players from all over northern Wisconsin, including some pros that will be there. But don't let that scare you away if you want to play. They'll do a fun little blind partner switch holio kind of thing tonight and then singles and doubles tomorrow. And you can go to the Northern Wisconsin Cornhole Facebook page and take a look at all the events going on. Northern Wisconsin Cornhole Facebook page. Raising money for area youth activities like youth hockey is a benefactor this year.
Did you know 98Q Country now posts some of their best content online for you to listen anytime?
Wow.
It's just at 98QCountry.com. Go to the top of the page. Here, I'll do it with you. 98QCountry.com. Yes, the numbers, 98, and the letter Q, country, dot, that's the period button down there, com, C-O-M. Then just hit enter. There you go.
Oh.
Now when you're at 98QCountry.com, simply click podcasts at the top of the No, not the logo. You're already on the website. Click 98Q Podcast. It's in the top right corner. You click it once. Boy, I thought this was going to be easy. There you go. Some of our most recent and most valuable content is there, like Joel's reality radio segments.
Uh-huh.
You can even check on old shopping show segments to see what kind of deals you can take advantage of.
Uh-huh.
Even some of Gray's content in the afternoon show.
Ooh.
It's the 98Q Podcast section of 98QCountry.com. 98Q Country content available on demand.
Aha. Uh-huh.
DQ presents how to enjoy the three best cookies at the same time. First, grab the new Ultimate Cookie Blizzard from DQ. Then dig into Oreo, Chips Ahoy, and Nutter Butter. And last but not least, repeat, because the new Ultimate Cookie Blizzard packs all three into one powerhouse of a treat, so you can enjoy the best cookie trifecta in every red spoonful. Hurry in for a taste today. Only at DQ. Happy tastes good.
Attention landowners, got big summer plans for your property? Then here's an offer from John Deere you'll really dig. Get 0% fixed rate APR for 60, 72, or 84 months on 1, 2, 3D, and 3E series compact tractors. If you've always wanted to get in the seat of a powerful John Deere machine, now's a great time. Offer based on dealer participation. For complete finance details, call toll-free 1-800-468-8501 or online at johndeere.com/compact tractors.
Pete is joining us from Wheelway in Fifield, Wisconsin, and he has some big news for us. Pete, take it away.
Can you believe it's been 50 years? And what we're going to do is to celebrate it. We're going to run a sale next week. It starts from the 11th of June all the way until the 15th, and we're giving a guaranteed $50,000 cash prize. Hey, we got a ton of things going on. We're going to have tons and tons of cars, all makes and models, cars, trucks, every make and model. Payments as low as $199 per month. We have over 30 banks in-house. We can get you financed. No credit, bad credit. No problem. You know what they say. When balloons are up, prices are down. Make sure you check your mailbox. Can you believe it, Joel? Somebody's going to have $50,000 of a cash prize in their mailbox. Give us a call at 715-762-2467. The number again is 715-762-2467. There's going to be a ton of coupons for service for oil changes, tires, brakes, many, many discounts. We're having a huge party for the celebration of the 50th year anniversary at Wheelway.
That's Wheelway right on Highway 13 in Fifield, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, Wisconsin. It is 8:59. We do a shopping show coming up the 9 o'clock hour. But we're going to talk a little disc golf. We have Bo Stanky in here to talk about the second annual Amber Lake Open put on through the American Legion Post here. Gray is joining us in studio here also because he kind of linked me up with Bo here. Bo, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. And let's talk about disc golf, first of all, and how this is continues to kind of be a growing space. Sport. You see more and more courses around. How did you get involved, and how long you been involved with this?
Well, thanks, Justin. That's a great question. It's been all this. I mean, the sport's been around, I'd say, since about the 70s is when it first started to get organized.
Yeah,
it's been growing in popularity ever since. Like, it's been on an upward trajectory every year. I think after like the pandemic during COVID, it really saw a big growth because it was one of the few activities that people could go out and do that summer.
Yeah,
and so
yeah.
There was a big growth during that period, and since then there's been a lot more players, more tournaments, and you see more courses popping up even in our area. So it's still continuing to grow.
Yeah. So basically, for those who aren't familiar with it, it's frisbee. It's not your mama's frisbee that you.